mine and yours. And you don't want no pressure, what but a backup and withdrawal. Cause trust me when I tell you, you don't want that you can crawl. And you don't want to see inside of my...
Chapter 75. For you are crunchy and taste good with hot sauce, Sokka muttered to himself, perched on the dock warehouse roof where he could just make out the fire tower in the faint light before dawn. Ordinarily, he'd be dead to the world right now, and glad of it. But after seeing Aang off last night, which had been a short but very intense ordeal of, yes, I think the volcano means it. Yeah, sleep had been kind of hard to come by. Sokka leaned on the low wall edging the roof, a wall that made so much more sense when you knew dead bodies might come lurching up out of the water bent on mayhem. Like Zuko makes more sense when you know he spent his whole life with people trying to kill him, Sokka reflected. Like the Fire Nation makes more sense when you think about people who love fire and sharp pointy things getting run over by a swarm of Aangs. It still hurt, understanding that. He'd walk through fire for Aang. He already had. Aang was a friend, and when Aang thought about what he was doing, and Aang was trying, he could be a really good guy. Better than Sokka thought he was sometimes. Aang could forgive things and people. Not me, Sokka admitted. I can let things go, sure, but that's not the same. He frowned. Something in that thought and the morning chill tweaking a memory. Something about spirits that had hit him while he was really hoping a volcano spirit wasn't looking for Avatar munchies. The faint steam from the cone was as white as Grand-Grand's hair. Spirits don't forgive, Sokka said in a rush, remembering one of Grand-Grand's winter tales. They can forget, but they never forgive. People can change. Spirits are what they are. He slapped himself in the forehead. Ugh, Aang's got it all backwards. He thinks Hei Bai forgave the villagers once he showed the big orca bear thing the acorn was sprouting. And that's not what happened. If Hei Bai was the forest spirit, yeah, he was mad because humans burnt the forest down. Then Aang showed him it was coming back, so he turned everybody loose. Because he forgot. Because the forest was growing again, and that means happy forest spirits. And happy spirits don't kidnap people. Usually. Kicking against the inside edge of the wall, Sokka sighed. The Painted Lady didn't forgive Katara. She just got what she needed to get to stop taking revenge. Temul didn't forgive the Avatar. She just took something he cared about out from under him so she could get revenge. Which means the Face Stealer's not going to forgive people either. Ouch. And this was going to be nasty. Aang wanted people to forgive each other and be friends. Ko not only wouldn't forgive humans, he couldn't. So how do we get Ko into a spot where he's a happy face stealer instead of a kill all humans one? Sokka wondered. Huh, tricky. If he thinks the world spirit's his, dad or something, and humans... Thought screeched to a terrified halt. Humans killed the Avatar. Even if that Avatar deserved it, she'd had the world spirit in her. It'd take a lot to forget something like that. Oh, and now Sokka felt queasy in a way that had nothing to do with those weird little shellfish spider critters he'd snacked on last night. Even if they had still been twitching when he scooped them out of the pot. Humans killed the Avatar. What the heck do we do if Ko's not in this on his own? Between what people in Dragon's Wings had let drop after their patron spirit had showed up, and what Timul's memories had left him about the four deaths, the volcanoes dragons kept happy so they wouldn't bury the world in freezing ash, The fact that Asagi Tatsu hadn't gone off already was a small miracle. And the only reason she wasn't going off was because Zuko had planted himself here, laying his own life on the line to wrestle with a volcano. And Zuko wouldn't be here if he hadn't been exiled, Sokka knew. And definitely not here if he hadn't chased Aang across the world before that whole mess in Ba Sing Se. And Aang wouldn't have been there to chase if Katara hadn't lost her temper under the midnight sun in an ice field. And that was... midnight sun. Agni. Spirits lump dragons and humans together, Sokka realized. If Agni wants dragons to live, humans have to survive. Agni's got just as much riding on getting Ko's head back on straight as we do. Agni did. What about the world spirit? Oh, monkey feathers. Damn it, he could not see a downside to Ko's plot. Not from the world spirit's point of view. Humans got wiped out, then the world spirit just wouldn't incarnate anymore. So what? Without humans around, there wouldn't be anyone the Avatar needed to mediate with the spirit world for. Humans managed to pull off a last-minute save and cool Ko off. Again, so what? Then the world spirit would just keep on keeping on, and the Avatar would die and return and die and return. Any way you sliced it, the world spirit didn't have a polar bear dog in this fight. Heck, it was gaining from this. The humans who'd killed it were going through hell, and it could just sit back and watch. And for 100 years, that was exactly what it'd done. Oh, hell, Sokka swallowed hard. It fits. Everything Timul had said about people's lives getting worn away too soon, everything that had gone wrong in the world over the last few centuries, why the Avatar had just up and vanished in a storm, when weather spirits should have steered clear of doing anything worse than nipping him with frost. The world spirits got an axe to grind. How the heck do we fix that? He didn't know. For once in his life, there were no shiny ideas, no neat plans put together with sinew twine and sticky gum. And even though the sea was only an airbender's jump below him, breathing felt like the air was as thin as where clouds scrape the sky. Do the hard stuff first, Sokka reminded himself, ducking his head, making sure he slowed down his breathing, no matter how much he wanted to panic. Count five in, hold two, count five out. Dad, Piandao, Timul, all different as day and night, but they'd all thumped him to stay calm. Because in the middle of a fight, panic didn't just kill you, it killed the guy next to you. And if a chief's son or a great name panicked, everybody in the whole tribe was next to you. Hard stuff first, impossible stuff later. A touch of sulfur came to his nose, and Sokka eyed the cone. There's some of the hard stuff. How do we fix it so the volcano dragon forgets Aang being stupid? Damn, I don't think we've got the time. Meaning we really, really need to get off this rock. He swallowed hard. Gran-Gran, I wish you were here. Aang could really use your stories.
I wish she was too.
A whispering chuckle, like the crackle of a match.
She sounds like a remarkable woman.
Ack, sword, block! Timul held up a translucent hand.
Rest easy, young man. This isn't the Fire Nation. Not quite. I do have limits.
Oh, whew. Though oddly, that made him even more worried. Is something wrong? Sokka asked, stepping closer. Xu Jing, Master Piandao, the Fire Lord? Oh man, did Aang wake something else up?
Not that I know of, Timul said dryly. Though the spirit here is more than cranky enough. Fortunate I'm not tampering with one of hers. she probably won't bother me. Which may be how her dragons were driven away the first time. She wasn't bothered until she was. The ghost drew a cooling breath. My adoptive son's going to get himself in hot water again playing with flowers, but that's his nature, and Xu Jing holds well. You'd know that if only you let yourself listen.
Oh, hell no. Spooky spirit stuff was Aang's job, not his. And if he kept telling himself that, maybe he'd believe it.
So it's the Fire Lord, Sokka decided. And there wasn't much time before sunrise. What can you tell me?
Rumors, Timul said succinctly. Some say Princess Azula vanished from the capital on the very day of the eclipse. You can guess whose flyaway fleet Ozai throws that charge at. But some say she didn't go alone. That she had allies and a plan.
Pale Gold was deadly serious.
I think you know, Azula with a plan is more deadly than a poisoned blade.
Kinda figured that out, Sokka muttered. How'd Zuko last this long?
Fast feet, and he's too stubborn to die, the ghost said dryly. Kin against kin is like fighting a darkened mirror. Even if you win, you'll bleed. Who can bleed the longest? That's the question.
Yeah. Wait. Are we still talking about Zuko and Azula?
Are we?
Snarling under her breath, Temul stared up toward the temple.
I could cheerfully tattoo the rest of his hide for what he's done, for what he is, and what he'd teach any children trusted to his care. But for one spirit with too many legs, he might be what you need, if he'll think.
That was interesting. A little hair-raising, given the Fire Nation tended to reserve tattoos for people of an incurably criminal nature. But interesting. Sokka glanced away, toward the mountains. Still couldn't see the temple from here, but maybe things weren't as bad as he thought. Grinning, he turned back towards a cranky ghost. If you think there's something okay about Aang, we're really in trouble. Only sunlight remained.
You know, Toph circled her hands, shoving hot sand back across the training ground towards Zuko.
Twinkletoes was trying to figure stuff out on his own. Not his fault it went smush. She fanned her fingers, splitting the red-hot lump into three streams. He had to fight to heat up again. Nobody gets to be good without really messing up sometimes.
I know, Zuko sighed, trying not to bite the words out. They were borrowing a corner of the Marines' training ground to work, which had the advantage of keeping him under eyes Lieutenant Teruko trusted, while still allowing enough distance that he could talk to the blind bandit without too many listening ears. He needed that right now.
But when you or I screw up, we try to make smaller messes. One fire, one big rock. He breathed out, stifling a snarl. He put out the whole harbor.
Aang's got a problem with thinking small, Toph agreed, swooping sand back his way, smooth as a flight of manta rays in the surf. Guess when you're the Avatar, you've got plenty of chi to burn.
Zuko reflected the hot lump with a push. If he tries to do the same thing firebending he does with everything else, he's going to wind up flat on his back, wondering where all the pretty lights came from. Fire doesn't forgive. Turn your back on it and it'll sear everything you have.
He glanced at Toph's toes, trying to read what move she'd make next. Her earthbending didn't use the same forms as the rest of the Earth Kingdom, which caught him off guard more times than he'd liked to think about. But if you paid attention to those dirty feet, Toph stepped precisely. A flex of her toes was often the best cue to what she'd try to bend next.
What I don't understand is why,
Zuko went on, still tamping down smoldering aggravation. He bends like he's trying to make the biggest, flashiest come kill me sign for the whole Fire Nation. What's the point? He's the Avatar. Anybody who knows that knows he can break a whole mountain in half. Anybody who doesn't? The fewer people who know who he is, the fewer flaming boulders he's got to dodge. Why does he do it? Toph let her arms fall to her sides, almost dropping red-hot sand on his feet before Zuko sidestepped it. Clasping her hands in front of her chest, she fluttered her eyelashes the way Gia would at a boy about to be sunk in quicksand up to his knees.
Oh, Aang, that was so awesome. You're such a powerful bender. Did I ever tell you a fortune teller said I was going to marry a powerful bender?
Stop, Zuko managed, stomach already lurching from the cloying sugar in her voice. Please. Toph smirked at him, back to her normal smug tone. Did her good, huh?
Ugh, Zuko agreed, still nauseated.
Seriously? You think he's trying to impress Katara? Why? Toph crossed her arms.
There's something really weird about me having to tell you that, Sparky. You've got eyes, and people keep telling me she's pretty.
Zuko shook his head in disbelief, feeling sand's heat radiate to his toes.
Mai is pretty. Ty Lee is pretty. My sister is pretty.
Okay, maybe sometimes eyes don't help.
Toph allowed.
Come on. You never tried to show off for somebody you wanted to like you?
It was on the tip of her tongue to tell her no. Never. Fire was dangerous. But Zuko winced and gave her the truth.
Not with bending.
Even now he could feel the scar throb. Toph drew back a little.
You messed up bad, huh?
Pretty bad, Zuko admitted. He'd gone over that council meeting 1,000 times in his head. What he might have done, what he might have said, what he might have seen if only he'd known to look. But I didn't know. And Father, Ozai saw a way to get rid of the air he didn't want anymore. Zuko shoved back that old ache, breathing in salt air. Trying to save the world and he's thinking about pretty girls? Too bad Uncle didn't have him on a ship for 3 years. And he was not going to get mad at that. Not if he could help it. When the world had fallen apart around him, he'd grabbed onto anything that seemed solid. Katara might be bad news for him, but she'd been there for Aang, solid as a glacier. Aang needs something to hang on to. The rest of his world is gone. Great-grandfather killed it. If someone had killed Uncle Iroh right after he'd been exiled, I'd have fallen apart. There wouldn't have been anything left. A dust ball smacked him in the chest.
Sad thoughts. Quit that,
Toph said firmly.
Trying, Zuko sighed.
I can't dump him somewhere safe to grow up. He wouldn't stay put. He lit a flame in his palm, staring into it as if he could find answers in the fire. The Avatar's not supposed to be told until he's 16. If Aang was still with Master Gyatso...
Kind of not an option.
Toph scraped her foot on the ground, sand curling in a wave to follow it. And he still needs a firebending master, somebody he'll listen to. He's not real good with that. Zuko grimaced, dousing the flame.
I know, he doesn't listen to Fire Nation people, and sometimes we just want to bite him.
He's not good at listening, Toph cut him off, to anybody. It's not just flamey guys. I had to throw boulders at him and let him face down a saber moose lion before he figured out there was no trick to earthbending. There's just you, stubborn, and the rock. She drew the sand into a whirling hoop, fingering it like she'd thought of something evil to do with it. Sokka says Roku told Aang mastering the elements took a lifetime, but he had to do it faster. And he could do it because the Avatar's done it before.
Of course.
He'd been waiting for the next disaster to avalanche on his head.
You mean Roku told him it didn't matter what he did, he'd pull off a miracle?
Zuko said heavily.
Because he's the Avatar, and the Avatar spirit
knows all this already. He buried his face in his hands. Too much. It was just too much. And it explained everything that had gone wrong so horribly well.
The Avatar spirit knows bending. Of course it does. It's the spirit of the whole world. But Aang's not the Avatar spirit. He's a human being, and he doesn't know something until he learns it himself. Only Roku had told Aang he already knew, which was exactly what a 12-year-old trapped in a world trying to kill him wanted to believe.
Just look at the messes you got into when you were his age, Zuko told himself. And you had plenty of people telling you that you didn't know everything.
Sand shushed down to the ground, and quiet steps brought Toph and Reach to prod his elbow.
Sparky, Roku is an idiot, Zuko managed.
Another jab at his funny bone.
Hey, that's great grandpa idiot to you.
Which explains so much about my family, Zuko mumbled through his fingers.
What the hell was Azulon thinking? What was Sozin thinking? Were they crazy?
Toph's voice dripped.
This is obvious. Fire Lord Sozin out to conquer the world? The word duh mean anything to you?
Okay, maybe he deserved that one.
So Roku could have thought through what he said a little better, the Earthbender went on.
We've still got the same problem. Aang needs a firebending teacher. If you want to get him off this volcano, you've got to help him find one. I'm guessing you can't do it. You, Katara, Aang, the same training ground, could get messy.
What about Uncle?
Bad idea. Zuko lifted his head. Uncle Iroh has promises to keep. They might not be good for Aang. They definitely wouldn't be good for teaching somebody. You have to trust your teacher. You have to put your spirit into your bending and know the master watching over you won't fireball you the minute your back is turned.
He groped for the right words.
Uncle wouldn't hurt him. Physically. And that's wrong too. Fire burns. You have to know that. But when you bend, your spirit's wide open. You have to trust your teacher.
So we need a flamey guy who can trust Aang to trust him.
Toph looked like she'd bitten into a raw lemon.
Great.
And we need someone Aang will listen to, Zuko added, thinking hard. Reaching reluctantly back into the memories of a man who'd known Aang and watched him listen to...
We need an elder.
Kind of thin on the ground, Toph said wryly.
We need someone like an elder, Zuko amended.
Someone who's been officially recognized as a firebending master, as a teacher. Someone who has the right to be teaching Aang without running right up against the Avatar's own decree. Someone like...
Yeah, that might just work.
I have an idea.
So I made the drowned. Aang leaned against Appa's side, looking out into the shreds of windswept cloud between the temple and the next mountain. Why would the ocean do something so horrible? We had to stop the Fire Navy, but storms kill people all the time. Why did sinking the fleet make such a big problem?
Katara tucked her hair a little closer around her ears. The wind felt so cold when he talked about spirits.
Storms can make drowned too, sometimes.
She glanced around the courtyard, watching Teo's friends practice wind control with bright orange paper gliders.
Grand-grand says it's not what the spirits do that make the drowned. It's the person who chooses to fight the ocean. If they accept that the sea has a right to take them, it won't happen. It's not your fault.
Pushing some of Appa's fur away from his face, Aang looked at her with wide eyes.
How can somebody not fight when they're drowning? when you know it's your time. Katara tried not to frown. Her heart ached. Kids hated understanding this. And sometimes, Aang was still a kid. Our strength comes from the ocean. He has the right to take it back. Pretty sure Airbender's strength doesn't. Aang scratched the back of his head. And we know Firebender's doesn't. So how can they not fight? That was a creepy thought. The ocean's a great spirit, Katara said firmly. People ought to accept that, no matter what nation they are. Aang crossed his arms, glancing seaward. So if Agni used a volcano to wipe out the Northern Water Tribe, they shouldn't fight that either? What? No! Katara planted her hands on her hips. What is wrong with you? You did what you had to stop the invasion. Maybe I don't like that nobody told me what would happen. Aang burst out. You knew what the drowned were. All of you knew. But nobody told me. He shuddered, turning away. You knew what would happen, and you let me do it. How's that different from what Fong wanted me to do? How is it any different? Maybe because none of us let you do it. Katara snapped back, finally pushed past patience. The moon was dead, and your eyes glowed, and the ocean glowed back, and you were gone. You were gone, Aang. The pool swallowed you whole, and we had no idea what was happening. Let you? How could we stop you? You wouldn't have wanted to stop me. Yes, I would have. The courtyard was suddenly very, very quiet. I hate the Fire Nation. Katara tried to keep how much out of her voice, deliberately not looking towards listening ears. I'm glad they died, but I would have stopped you if I could. Not because of them, because of you. But you didn't tell me. Aang's shoulders hunched down, as if he wanted to bury himself in warm fur. I didn't want to hurt you. Katara winced. You've been hurt enough already. But Zuko's people could have... Zuko knows what's in the water, and he's here anyway. Katara cut him off. If people get hurt, I'm sorry, but they made their own choices. She swallowed. Like Hama did. Sometimes people don't want to be saved. Now Aang looked at her. Zuko isn't like Hama. You saw what he did to Fong. But Aang seemed ready to forgive that. She couldn't see how. No, he could be worse. I think he thinks he's doing the right thing, just like Fire Lord Sozin did. And Kyoshi, Aang muttered. Katara tried to wave that off. That's not the same. How do I know? Aang stared at her, pale and sad. How does anybody know what's right? Stopping the Fire Lord is the right thing to do, Katara insisted. The war is wrong. If stopping the Fire Lord means killing people like I did at the North Pole, Aang swallowed. I won't do it. It'd be horrible. It'd be wrong. Katara took a step back. More horrible than what Ozai's going to do? I don't know what Ozai's going to do. Aang's fists were white-knuckled. I just know what I'm going to do, and I'm not doing that. Not again. I've got to find another way. He shook his head. I've got to learn firebending. Sokka gave him a skeptical glance. From someone here? No, Sokka's voice broke in. Not someone here. Katara stiffened, turned. That glimpse of green better not be what she thought it was. Toph, you shouldn't be up here. Much, much better to get upset about that than the scarred, scowling figure in red beside her. I came up the slow way. Toph waved it off. Should be fine for a few hours. She jerked a thumb over her shoulder. Sparky's got something you need to hear. You need to find a firebending teacher. Zuko took the seat Tao had grudgingly offered him, watching Aang and his friends sit and slouch over the other chairs and benches in one of the mechanist's idle workrooms. Better if they were all sitting down for this. Much, much better to have this conversation inside, away from the wind and any large streams of snowmelt. And it can't be here. Asagi Tatsu's cranky enough as it is. We're trying to empty a lagoon with spoons, and anytime you bend near her, she puffs up more steam. That's not... It doesn't matter whose fault it is. Zuko let himself glance at Katara no more. Staring would set her off. Avoiding her gaze would imply he was afraid of her, and he'd already seen how much mercy the waterbender had for her enemies. Right now, you should remember that one of the things that's kept you alive this long is you've always been moving targets. So keep moving. If you stay here, Fire Lord Ozai has most of the people he wants dead wrapped up like a solstice present. Move, and he has to throw forces in at least two different directions. That will slow him down. And we all need as much time as we can get. He met gray eyes. You want to learn firebending? Then get moving. There's no one here who can teach you.
You mean no one who will,
Aang argued. I mean no one who can, Zuko said flatly. The civilians we've picked up have barely any training at all. Suzuran's crew, right now they're shielded from spirit malice, mostly, because they're following Captain G, he's following me, and I'm in exile. You're a declared enemy of the Fire Nation. If they tried to train you, they might as well stab themselves with hooks and troll for leopard sharks. They'd live longer. Uncle Iroh, he's never been exiled. If he were to act directly against the Fire Lord, his brother, you're the spirit bridge. You figure it out. He shook his head. Besides, could you trust a teacher willing to turn against his own brother?
Yes, Aang answered without a breath of hesitation. The right thing is the right thing. It doesn't matter who you are.
And there you have the reason why I can't train you, Zuko said dryly, tapping on one arm of his chair.
One reason, anyway.
I think you're crazy. He shrugged before Katara could jump in with anything about who the real crazy person was in the room. So, you need a firebending teacher who doesn't hate your guts, who you and your allies can trust, and who won't get in trouble for teaching the Avatar. Or at least someone who can't get into any worse trouble. He couldn't help but smirk. And I think it's kind of funny you haven't figured out who to look for. After all, he only risked his neck to help you to talk to Roku and escape.
Toph's brows had climbed into her bangs.
Seriously? There's a firebender who likes you guys? Why didn't you tell me about him before?
Aang shifted uncomfortably on his bench. Well, it's been months, and we don't know what happened to him.
Lie. You saw Fire Sage Shiyu get taken by Zhao, just like I did, Zuko stated. You were in the Fire Nation for weeks. Don't tell me you didn't ask.
He trailed off as Sokka winced and Katara looked away.
I don't believe this. I do not believe this.
You didn't ask, Zuko said flatly. The man risked his life for you. Risked it twice. There's no way he could have helped you get into the sanctuary without breaking loyalty. And you didn't ask?
We were busy, Aang flung back, trying to stop the Fire Lord. And it was months ago. There wasn't anything we could do.
Busy? Zuko echoed, still wondering if he was hearing right. Busy is the Komodo Rhino's corral broke. We can't make smoke sugar today. Busy isn't you.
He was not going to set anything on fire. The mechanist people had tried to find all the natural gas leaks up here, but who knew what they might have missed?
You're out to overthrow the Fire Lord, and you were too busy to find someone who stuck his neck out to help you.
Toph shifted on her bench, toes brushing the stone like she wanted to sink in and grab it. He couldn't blame her. Earth lived for debts and balance.
This? Well, sorry, Toph, Zuko thought, wishing he could wince without giving Katara ideas. Aang doesn't honor debts. He doesn't even see they're there. You've got a bargain with someone who flies away from trouble, and there's nothing I can do about it.
It's not like his ashes would help us, Katara flung at him.
Water tribe barbarian. Which wasn't fair. Zuko knew that, even when he thought it, but she'd been dragged all over the world, and she still didn't know things worked differently off the ice.
Shiyu is a fire sage. If Zhao didn't execute him on the spot for treason, he has rights, including a trial. It's been long enough that he's probably been tried, sure, but he's a fire sage. And in case you missed the problem in our backyard, he jerked a thumb toward Dragon's Wings, we do not kill off master-level firebenders without a damn good reason. You can't threaten their relatives, who are probably also masters, to calm down a volcano if your captive's dead.
Breathe. Small words. It's not obvious. Not to people who push their problems off ice shelves.
Odds are he's in prison, not dead.
Oh, prison? Aang brightened. I was in prison once. You meet some really neat people there.
That did not make sense. At all.
You were in prison? Where? Zuko asked, incredulous. Who could hold you? Not that Zhao hadn't done a fair job of that in Pohai's stronghold, but nobody sane was going to mistake that for a prison.
Sane, remember who you're dealing with.
They couldn't hold him. Katara cast a fondly exasperated look Aang's way. He just wanted to stay there until we could prove Avatar Kyoshi was innocent, so they'd stop burning Avatar statues.
Which didn't work out so well, Sokka sighed. She didn't kill him, but when she split Kyoshi Island off the mainland, Qin died. Kinda close enough.
Qin, burning the Avatar.
Haha! Though, now it made even less sense.
You were in Qin Village for Avatar Day, Zuko said numbly. You know they boil people in oil there, right?
Uncle Iroh had gone into excruciating detail, specifically to hammer home that there were places so crazy even the fire army left them alone.
That's what they said. Aang sounded a little less than sure, then shrugged and grinned.
But then their village got attacked by the Fire Nation, so they switched it to community service.
Zuko stared at him.
What?
He cannot be that dense. Oh, hell yes, he can. Zuko took a deep breath.
Funny how it didn't seem to calm him down.
You know, he emphasized, they boil people in oil there.
They had that on their wheel, sure, Aang nodded. But they knew they couldn't do that to me. I'm the Avatar. They were just trying to scare us.
Gray eyes were surprisingly sober.
They were still angry about Qin. Now they won't be.
And that will make the next person they boil feel so much better? Zuko bit off the rest of his words, not trusting himself to say more.
What was it like, being blithely confident that you never had to answer to the law unless you wanted to?
There won't be a next person, Aang leaned forward, determined. They were angry at the Avatar. Now they're not. People can change.
Usually they have to be dragged headfirst through fire first.
Zuko didn't look away. Do your friends a favor. If we are alive a year from now, go back to Qin Village. See if they're still using that wheel.
They aren't.
Then it doesn't cost you anything to check, does it?
Not solving the problem, Zuko told himself, grudgingly.
Agni only knew he wanted to hammer the Avatar with what it did to people when someone made it so the law wasn't the law, but only what some idealistic idiot decided was right.
But now is not the time.
If Fire Sage Shu's alive, he's in prison, Zuko stated. Probably one of a few specific prisons. You can't hold a Master Firebender just anywhere, even with chi blockers. Think Pohai Stronghold, only that was a fortress. Prisons are designed to keep benders from breaking out, or anyone else from breaking in. He smirked a little. I can give you information that will make it easier. Mai's uncle is a warden.
Boiling Rock's warden, specifically.
And Boiling Rock was a pretty good bet for where a treasonous Fire Sage would have ended up. Though, most of his information on the Fire Nation prisons had come from Uncle Iroh, not Mai. Probably because Iroh had always worried his nephew would end up in one. Be fair, Zuko told himself. If the solstice had gone just a little worse, he'd have been right.
You think we should go chasing prisons through the Fire Nation in case we might find a Fire Sage who wants to help Aang?
Katara gave him a look in askance.
We don't have the time.
Why not? Zuko demanded. Half the trouble you land in is because you don't think before you jump into a mess.
I should know.
It'd taken the moon drowning him before he'd stop jumping into trouble. Mostly. Why not take some time? Aang took a deep breath and finally looked serious.
Roku said I had to defeat the Fire Lord before the end of the summer, before Sozin's comet came, or there wouldn't be anything left to save.
Zuko stared at him, glanced at Toph, who looked just as startled. It didn't make sense. It couldn't.
It's Aang. It damn well could.
When, Zuko cleared his throat, tried again. When did Roku tell you that?
At the solstice, Aang gave him a stubborn look. That's why I had to get to Roku's temple. Even with you and Zhao and that whole blockade, you don't look so good.
Probably because he doesn't feel so good, Toph stuck in, her own face a little green. You said we had to beat the Fire Lord before the end of summer. I figured, fine, sure, we don't beat him by then. The sea storms start up again and we're stuck twiddling our thumbs until winter kicks in. But beat him or everything goes bluey? When were you going to tell me this?
I just did.
Why didn't you tell my parents this? Toph persisted. Hi, I'm the Avatar. I need your daughter to be my earthbending teacher. That's the kind of thing you said. Not, hi, I'm the Avatar, and I need your daughter to teach me earthbending so the world doesn't come to an end. I don't know, Twinkle Toes. Which do you think might have gotten their attention?
You've known this since the solstice, Zuko stated, trying to keep his voice even, when he felt like the end result of a Komodo rhino stampede. You knew there was a deadline, and months frittering his time away, poking his tattooed nose into anything that looked interesting. Weeks of letting the Dai Li stymie him in Ba Sing Se, when word the Avatar needed to save the world might at least have gotten Long Feng's attention. Time burned away like a midnight candle, when any sane person would have...
Would have what? Zuko asked himself, suddenly weary. Big problems aren't for students, even if a 12-year-old does have a master's arrows. They're for elders, and there weren't any elders left he trusted. Who could he tell? Who could you tell if you knew the world was coming to an end? Uncle, Master Amaya, Grandfather, Agent Shirong, Captain G and his crew, the Wens. He'd been, so lucky. And that made him want to break out in a cold sweat. He'd been lucky, compared to the Avatar. That wasn't possible. So maybe it isn't. He kept forgetting. Everyone kept forgetting. Aang was the Avatar, but Aang wasn't the Avatar spirit. And when you looked at luck in spirit's favor, oh yeah, the Avatar was lucky. Avoiding Airbender's harmonious accord, surviving 100 years in ice, finding bending masters in a world torn apart by war, evading pursuit by an entire Fire Navy and army for months on end. The Avatar spirit had all kinds of luck. But Aang lost his home. He lost his teacher. He lost his whole world. And he's almost lost everyone he has here more than once. Strip out being able to dance through the most deadly scenarios with a smile on his face, and Aang's luck sucked. I have no luck. End of story. But if the world was going to end, I'd have people who could help. If it came down to it, I could tell Azula. She's crazy, but she wants to rule the world, not destroy it. Technically, he'd already done that once. Whatever Ko and Makoto had originally had in mind for the Day of the Black Sun, it would have been so much worse if Azula had attacked Aang directly. Damn it! That was what he'd been missing when he talked to Toph yesterday, and Aang before that. And he'd forgotten he'd missed it. What with the walking dead in the middle of the night? Makoto was in the Fire Nation during the invasion. Aang came here, which means a dragon had time to get here. But she's not here. Asagi Tatsu would know. Asagi Tatsu's last dragon, dark or not. The volcano spirit couldn't miss her. What's more important than hunting Aang? Of course we knew. Katara gave him a dark look. But we had to keep moving because of you. Which left out that after the Siege of the North, he mostly hadn't been chasing them. Too busy surviving a whole fleet being drowned, cast ashore, running from Azula. Zuko sighed. No point in bringing that up now, is there? We got this far. Sokka's shift of weight caught Zuko's eye. That was a swordsman loosening up, even if he didn't want to fight. Airbending, waterbending, earthbending. And then we saw a chance that might have ended the war if we'd pulled it off. We've had half a year. Do you really think you could have done better? Depends on if I managed not to drop you all overboard. Zuko shook his head. So this is why Roku doesn't care about you getting mixed up in the war. The Fire Sages have records that say Avatars aren't supposed to do that. Fighting the Avatar spirit, if it kills someone, it can leave tainted ghosts. Restless ones. He met Aang's gaze. Like the drowned. The airbender winced. Nobody told me! Just wait. Zuko knuckled his forehead. Agni knew he'd cheerfully dump Aang right back into the bay. But it was hard to hold together the same kind of burning fury, knowing Aang was so desperately alone. You didn't know. I hear you. You should have known, and you should have asked. But Zhao had you backed against the ice, and desperate people do desperate things. He eyed Sokka. And desperate people let other people do desperate things. Uncle tells me there are shamans at the North Pole. Lots of them. They would have known what it meant, sending the Avatar against the fleet. Sokka looked away, definitely not happy. Okay, point. You don't believe that, Katara challenged him. They were gonna marry Yue to a guy she didn't even like, sis, for the good of her people. Sokka shook his head. You start saying things like that? He stared at Zuko. Where do you stop? Ask my great-grandfather. Zuko nodded. Fire Lord Sozin didn't stop. Katara drew back, eyeing both of them like they'd spoken another language. We're not like that. You're human beings, Zuko shot back at her. We're all like that. Fire, water, earth, it doesn't matter, Katara. We can all do horrible things. And we all tell ourselves afterwards that we had to do them, that we didn't have any other options. But there's always another way. He looked at Aang. Sometimes there's just no choice we can live with. Aang swallowed. I couldn't have let Zhao destroy the Northern Water Tribe, he whispered. I just couldn't. Then you have to live with that, Zuko sighed. And we all have to live with what the face dealer stole from their deaths. He has a lot more power now. What he's going to do with it? I'm afraid to think about it. He rested his forehead against his knuckles, trying not to shiver. I thought the war and the face stealer were two different problems. If they're not, then I have to do something. I don't want anything to do with the Avatar, but I'm a Yauren. Like it or not, if I don't do something, the spirits are going to come looking for me and my people. I hate my life. What? Aang paled. That helped him? I don't think helped is the right word. Zuko shuddered. Professor Wen found some old tomes on the face stealer. He's supposed to be part of the balance, like the vulture eagles. He swallows up corruption so other spirits are purified. But there's never supposed to be this much of it. If death gets stronger than life, he's taking ghosts to control the drowned and who knows what else. He wants humans dead and... Oh, Agni, it fit. And he's working with Makoto, Zuko grimaced. The blue dragon, who didn't follow you here. Katara arched an eyebrow at him. Because I tossed her in the ocean. I did that once too. It didn't stick. Zuko shivered, trying not to remember black sand and deadly water. Asagi Tatsu's claws all that stood between him and death. She must have something more important to do. Something the face dealer wants as part of his plans. Something my father thinks is part of his plan. And we don't know what it is, and we're out of time. Roku said you had to stop Ozai before the comet, Zuko said quietly. Makoto decided to let wounded prey get away rather than follow you. Put it together, whatever the face stealer's plotting, it's going to crash down on us by the end of summer. I don't want to do this. I want to do anything but this. You don't have time to find a fire sage on your own, Zuko stated, feeling each word like a death knell. So I guess I have to come with you.